keeping it real unorthodox right now. I am live from Honda Studios, but this is not in the morning time. This is at the end of the day, or close to the end of the day. Not in my home, or not in front of my home, but I'm finishing up a work day, and what I tend to do is I take lunch breaks where I go to the gym, and then I am reluctant in going back to work because I'm like, I just want to go home. I'm done. I just want to go home. But anyway, if you're tuning in, you already know this is the Book of Ethan, where I take parts of my life and I put them under a microscope, i.e. this platform, Anchor FM, and I give you a little insight in my thought process via this interactive journal called This Day Next Year. This Time Next Year. 365 Days of Exploration by Cynthia Shear, I saw this in the back the other day. I was like, oh, I didn't know there was a picture back here. Just a little background information on Cynthia Shear. She's a writer and a transformational life coach with a background in marketing communications, event planning, yada, yada, yada. And she's earned a master's degree in transpersonal psychology and a bachelor's degree in journalism. She also holds a certificate in body, mind, consciousness, and wellness counseling. You know, reading over that quick little bio, I was like, man, life coach. I wonder, could I do that? Could I do some transpersonal psychology? Because I like talking to people and listening to their problems, but right now we're figuring out my own solutions to opportunities. We don't like to call them problems. We like to call them opportunities. So, day 206, category, your body. All right, the question is, the part of your body that caused you the most trouble is your blank, blank, blank. So, man, I don't really complain about my body because I'm 40 years old now. And that's weird to say certain people because they're like, yeah, middle age is 35 years old. I'm like, what? No, it's not. That means I'm in crisis mode. And I'm not in crisis mode. I don't have a motorcycle. I'm not jumping off of tall buildings. I'm not out here skydiving and wrestling crocodiles. I'm not doing any of those things that stereotypically midlife men do. I'm not divorcing nobody. I'm not having any affairs with any secretaries. I'm not. I know for a fact I'm not doing any of those things. So it's weird when I hear the whole midlife thing. But to answer the question, circle back. The part of my body or parts of my body that I give special attention to is right now is my shoulder. It's my right shoulder. And sometimes my left shoulder. But I know when I'm super stressed or I'm like pressed for whatever it is, I know my shoulders start tensing up when they feel like, I won't say like big rocks or whatever, but they feel like they just holding in everything like, yep, I'm holding up the world, we like Atlas. And I'm like, man, I just want to take a break. And I don't know if it's something that is nerve related because I went to the chiropractor and they did some adjustment and it felt okay, or if it's something dietary wise where I'm just not, I know I'm not eating all the right foods and I know I could always drink a little bit more water, so I don't know if that's it, but I think it's something seriously mental. Like maybe I think I may have all this weight on my shoulders, or I feel like I have all this weight on my shoulders, and that's not really the case. Like I can look at my life and be like, no, I got plenty of support out here, support from spouse and family members and just life in general, friends, you know, coworkers, even like people are mad supportive. So I don't know why that why that my shoulders feel like they got some weight on them. I don't know. Maybe I should like relax. I try to relax. Like when I'm doing yoga, I always gotta pull my shoulders down from my ears because they be like up. Like if you ever feel discomfort, make sure your shoulders are like relaxed, like they're away from your ears as much as possible, so that you're not so tense in that area. But it says draw a picture of that part of your body. So I'm just about to make a big old upside down L, because I'm not going too deep in the descriptions. Like, this is my shoulder, this is what it looked like. So yeah, let's keep it quick, man, like 5 minutes. So I'm trying to do it different, but I want to, you know, make y'all feel like, oh gosh, 10 minutes is just too much. But anyway, that's it. The opportunity in my body. And I think that opens a better question. When we are experiencing trouble in our body, is it that our body part is giving us trouble, or is it that the body part is like a check engine light and it's letting us know, like, hey buddy, I know you're out here doing things, having these semi-midlife crises or midlife opportunities, so I'm just letting you know, this is what it is. Like, beep beep, you might want to check on it just a little bit, because I got other areas like my right calf that I had surgery on one time for varicose veins. There's that. And my left knee, there's that. Then there is my tephesis, because man, your boy loves some sweets. And then what else? Oh, and I'll be wearing hats all the time, so my hair is like, oh my gosh, give me some hair, bro. And I'm like, no bro, because I gotta comb you, bro. But yeah, those are the opportunities. I gotta probably should write all those down so I can go and dig up what those could mean esoterically or metaphysically. What is that really saying about the body, man? So I think I'm gonna do that. So with that in mind, that is a little lesson to me. I be out here. I don't complain. I try not to complain. I keep it moving. But if there's an issue, I try to get it solved. But yeah, y'all solve y'all's opportunities. And if you wish to share, let me know. You know where I'm at. Go to Anchor. Send me a voice message or email me at aftertechtalk@gmail.com. That is aftertechtalk@gmail.com. And I'm out of here. There is no thing without.